Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time, Bully Ray and I talk to the Briscoes. That's right, your GCW tag team champions. And are they going to AEW? Maybe they have some answers right now on the Busted Open Podcast. The Briscoes joining us here on Busted Open. We got to wish a happy birthday to Mark Briscoe. So happy birthday, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Just as good as a 37-year-old man could be doing.
What are you boys doing right now? Where are you driving to?
What's up, man? We were just at the phone. Yes, sir.
So, Mark, what do you do on your birthday? What do you have planned for your birthday today?
Man, I got to tell you. So, just recently, I bought a sugar glider, right? Just this past week. Now, the thing about sugar gliders are, at first, they got to get comfortable. They got to bond with you before they become your friend, right? Mm-hmm. So, we named him Bobby Valentino. Bobby, he ain't really been fooling with me that much, but just this very morning, my man bonded with me. He came out of my hand. So that's like the good Lord giving me a birth. So I plan on, when I get done working, going home and hanging out with Bobby Valentino.
Dave, do you know what a sugar glider is?
Have no idea.
Okay. I know what a sugar glider is because I own two of them. I had them for about 15 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for real. Had them, yep. So sugar gliders are like, they're pocket pets. They look like miniature flying squirrels and they're nocturnal. They come out at night. What you do is you actually can walk around with them in your pocket or with a pouch around your neck and they're pets and they're cool as all hell.
Cool. So,
there you go. With the only thing that I'm worried about in the Briscoe household is if Mark and Jay don't get along with Bobby Valentino, Bobby Valentino is going to wind up being dinner at the Briscoe house.
I'm wondering how it might taste.
You know, it's funny when he was first describing it, I thought he was kind of describing my first two wives because that didn't end well. You know, obviously they never really became friends with me and they were gone, but it's good to know that they're bonding right now. So that's good. I'm happy. So you're going to have a great birthday. So happy birthday to you. Obviously the conversation we had before you joined us, we had Tony Khan on the show last week. And I asked him about you guys and when could we possibly see you in AEW? And he had nothing but praise for the Briscoes, said he's been a fan of yours for over 15 years. Love you. I must have said the word great about 19 times when describing you. But he also said, hey, we have a lot of other talent. Like, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? If at all.
That's the thing, man. If it does happen, when and if. Everybody else going to have to take a back seat. That's just going to be the way it is. I mean, once we get in there, y'all know what we're going to do. And once they see we do us and FTR and we whoop their ass that quick, they ain't going to have no choice but to put us on regularly on their television program.
That's how I see it.
Hey guys, we were talking earlier today, and not blowing smoke up your ass. You know how I feel about you guys as people, as a tag team. For the people that know about the Briscoes, we know what you bring to the table. But for the most part, the Briscoe name around the world isn't as popular as it should be. AEW brings that opportunity to you. Is this, do you feel like this is as good of a shot as you've ever had to work with a company where you can show the world your talents?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I think it's just perfect timing, too. You know what I mean? It's perfect timing. You look at how things have gone down with Ring of Honor over the past 6 months, whatever, since October. I just think it's just absolutely perfect timing. I mean, that's how I see it. It's meant to be. Meant to be.
Do you think AEW in any way, shape, or form, or maybe some of the talent there, some of the other teams that you may have worked with in the past, are a little bit nervous about you coming into that territory?
I think so, because the style that we are going to bring is something like they ain't never seen before. You know, we're coming out there and we're going to fight. Guns blazing. We've been doing it's 22 years now. Yeah. 22 years in May, and we ain't slowed down yet. If anything, we just grinding harder. You know, we ain't looking to lock up and do a headlock. We're looking punch in the face.
You mentioned Ring of Honor real quick there. You guys being there practically from day one, how did you feel about how everything went down with Ring of Honor at the end there? Like, personally, how did you really, really feel about it?
I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, man. And I especially feel bad, man, for the guys, our friends, the guys and girls that, you know, might not get an opportunity to work, you know, somewhere else. Or, you know, they really got to get back on the grind now, man. And that just kind of sucks, man. It's taking money out of people's pockets. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't look back. You got to make the best of it.
Exactly. Got to roll with the punches. Got to, you know, I mean, it's always glass half full. It's got to be. And, don't get me wrong, it was a sudden shock. It really was. But got to roll with the punches.
Talk about social media. The last guys, and Mark, I don't even think you have like a social media account, but like just talk about going out there on social media, the what you've been doing, the story with FTR, putting it out there for everybody to see. How much has that helped you? And was that something that you planned on doing?
I mean, it's just something to happen, you know, like at this point, what do we have to lose? So we're just going out there and we're just keeping it real, man. And I mean, I don't even like to get on the damn Twitter, man. That it sucks you in, man. I don't like to get too involved, but at this point in our careers, we got to do what we got to do. So, you know, we just putting it out there, letting them know, hey, we here.
Yeah, and especially like it wasn't 5 minutes since the Ring of Honor news hit, back when it did hit, and your boy Dax, Big Dax, he out there tweeting just Briscoe, nothing but Briscoe. So I mean, we can't sit there and just
what do you expect?
You know what I mean, like. Yeah, Briscoe's, huh? Yeah, what's up?
Guys, whenever myself and Dave talk about you, we obviously mention AEW. You guys are the current GCW tag team champions, or how well you would do in Japan, even Impact. And then, obviously, the WWE comes up. And Dave, me and Dave kind of agree that we don't think it would be the best fit. However, I said earlier in the show that if the WWE ever let the Briscoes just be the Briscoes, I think it could definitely work. When you guys talk together, when you guys think about it, could the Briscoes survive in the WWE? And is that a company that you would want to work for?
I mean, I think we definitely survive, you know, because once at the end of the day, you know, you got to get in the ring and ring the bell.
Yeah, I think we would survive and thrive because, I mean, Miss McMahon like money. And if we go out there between them ropes, that's what we do. We're going to make your company money. And, I mean, I think that's bottom line, not trying to sound cocky or anything. But
and we're very confident in our abilities, especially right now we're at the top of our game. So, really, man, anywhere we go, we're going to definitely, yeah, like he said, survive and thrive.
See, I mean, for me, Bully, I'm going to say AEW. And the reason why is because of the tag teams. that are in AEW. Obviously, already you have something with FTR. But when you look at the rest of the roster, you know, there's so many great tag teams with AEW guys. I think you guys, and you bring a different style, like a no-nonsense style that I think would make for a lot of big fights in that organization.
Yes, sir. That's what we want, man. We want big fights.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there's a lot of teams. And we, you know, we've always kind of prided ourselves on being able to work with everybody.
That,
you know, we try to be like chameleons out there. So we, whoever you put us in the ring with, we're going to make sure the people get their money's worth.
Tell us about your experiences with GCW so far.
Shit, just having a blast.
It's been amazing, man.
Having a blast. I mean, shit. Hey, Bub, it reminds me of back in the day when we used to go up to the arena and watch your ass out there getting wild.
That's a fun feeling, isn't it?
No, it is, dude, man. And you know, you figure before even Ring of Honor, you know, we were in CZW, which was kind of at the time like the, you know, the indie on the Northeast. And it's like we're back in the wild, man.
Guys, You've had to endure some unique situations while you were in Ring of Honor, like you guys being against each other. Sometimes they would want to push Mark or Jay, you know, one of you guys as a single guy over the other. What would happen at this stage of your career if a company showed interest in one of you, but not the other?
Nope. It's just not right. I mean, right now, man, we're at the top of our game, man. Like we...
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't make no sense.
What we can do in a tag team wrestling match can't nobody else do. So it won't make no sense for us to be singles wrestlers right now.
What is that? You just said what we do in a tag team wrestling match nobody else can do. What is the one thing that the Briscoes bring to the table in the world of pro wrestling today that no other team brings?
Hey, we make you believe that shit.
It's a simple answer, but it's a great answer.
And Dave,
you know why they make you believe? Because when they hit you for fucking real. Trust me.
No, but you know what? I think the Briscoes would agree with this. We need more of that in wrestling, right? You know, unfortunately, pro wrestling in 2022 in a lot of different ways, like it looks choreographed. It looks like a dance. I hate when people say those terms. You need ass kickers. You need a guy that's going to go in the ring and throw some fists and throw some forearms and throw some kicks. And I think, guys, you would be a welcome addition to any locker room with that type of an attitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like when people are sitting around and like you got a wrestling fan that has wrestling on TV and he has his friends over and they're not wrestling fans. Like, what are you going to show them to get them to become wrestling fans? All right. You can't be showing them this clown shit, man. You got to show them something that, you know, they can get into some real shit. So,
and professional wrestling, as we all know, is so many different flavors of professional wrestling. But you can't have certain flavors showcased for such a high percentage of the time. You gotta have the fight. That's what wrestling is, a fight. That's what it is. That's got to be your staple. That's got to be your backbone. Your backbone can't be comedy and goofiness and this, that, and the other. You gotta have fighters out there.
Mark and Jay Briscoe, you know, Shane Taylor was another talent who was with Ring of Honor, who's no longer around. He's been very vocal on social media about talent that may have come through Ring of Honor, that may have moved on, that could be holding other talents down or holding other talents back. You've seen everybody and everybody come through the Ring of Honor doors. Is there anybody that has moved on from Ring of Honor that you have shared a locker room with, that you have shared a ring with, who you feel not necessarily need to prove yourself to, but to let them know, hey, the Briscoes are the real deal, and maybe you shouldn't have used us or the company that we represented as a stepping stone?
Well, I mean, I don't really feel too bad. Like, I wouldn't say they used us as a stepping stone. You know, I mean, we kind of all helped each other. You know, we're all in this together, man. And instead of a stepping stone, I like to say we're like a trampoline. You know what I mean? Like, we get out there, man, and let's go. I mean, if it wasn't for, you know what I mean, the guys, you know, before AEW, man, like the work that was done in Ring of Honor, man, just, you know, getting the feel, cutting their teeth, like, AEW wouldn't be possible without Ring of Honor, man. And so I don't look at it as us like a stepping stone. I feel like we all in this together, helping each other. So it's I mean, we ain't got no ill feelings towards anybody.
It's all for the love of wrestling, man. For the love of wrestling.
If you know, obviously everybody's talking about AEW because of these videos with FTR, and that you have mentioned Tony Khan. If you were face to face with Tony Khan, what would you say to him?
What's good? Tony, what's good? We right here. I mean, let us know.
Hey, I tell my man, look, my man, I appreciate the hell out of what you've done for this great sport. I mean that, like, but yeah, what's good? You help us and we'll help you. What's good?
With so much talent being in, if you wound up in AEW, there's a lot of talent there right now. And, you know, not much. They have Dynamite. They have Rampage. That's the prime time real estate on television. But there are a lot of veterans there who are not getting TV time. There's a lot of younger guys there who are not getting TV time. There's, you know, there's rumblings behind the scenes that guys are getting a little, guys and gals are getting a little restless. Would you be concerned of coming in and making a big splash, but then, you know, maybe only being on TV once every other week or once a month? How would you be able to deal with that?
Man, I think once we make that splash, they're going to want to see it again. So, you know, I ain't really too worried about that. I mean, at the end of the day, we're providing for our family, so we got to do what we got to do. But I don't think we're going to have to worry about riding the bench.
See, that's the biggest thing right there, Bully, is providing for the family. Like, when you have a family that's relying on you, you would do anything in order to make that. And I think that's kind of like the mantra that the Briscoes have had. They got a lot of people dependent on them, Bully, so they don't have time to bullshit. They got to do it now. So I think that's, to me, if I'm Tony Khan, I want to bring them in just because of that. You know what I mean? They're not going to come here to mess around. They're going to come here to make an impact. And I think as soon as that introduction is made and a crowd of 10 to 15,000 fans are looking at the Briscoes in the middle of the ring, there's your money play right now. Right, guys?
Hey, yes, sir. That's it, man.
Well said.
Hey, we got a job to do, and that's what we do, man. We get the job done.
Any of the other talent in Ring of Honor that you're currently staying in contact with and still friendly with?
I mean, all our old buddies, man, we got a lot of them. You know, like, we really don't talk to anybody about, like, wrestling even. You know, we just...
Right. Just bullshit.
Just bullshitting with the boys, man. But, you know, we got our own... Our schedule's filling up pretty good, man. So we're staying busy.
And being a part of GCW, I mean, there's a lot of buzz around that company right now. And just looking at that fan base, it does kind of remind you of that arena in Philadelphia from a couple of decades ago. So that's a cool thing as well.
Yes, sir.
Damn right.
Yeah, hey, man, Mark, it's been a blast. Yeah.
Mark, have a great birthday, man. With, you know, what's the name of those things again, Bully? What are they called?
Sugar gliders.
Have fun with your sugar glider. You know, please have a great and safe and happy birthday, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jay, next week's your birthday, Jay. So happy birthday to you. I know that's just about a week away. So happy birthday.
About a week away. Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Hey, everybody, this is Lindsay Rhodes. And with the NFL playoffs underway, what better time than now to check out my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. We're going to break down the biggest games, key players, every angle in between with guests that go past the low-hanging fruit and get to what you really need to know. We'll have new episodes every Monday and Thursday all the way through Super Bowl 56 in my hometown of Los Angeles. So please subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details. including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Well, it's always fun having the Briscoe.
They're so real. I love those guys. Can't speak highly enough about them. You know I don't blow smoke. You know I don't put you over unless I think you've earned the right to be put over. These guys are a quality tag team. Always have been. Hard-hitting, believable, real, edgy, a different look. They ain't smooth. They ain't pretty. They're rough around the edges, and they'll beat your head in. And that's what I love about them. I almost think that they're too physical for a lot of teams today.
Okay, well, maybe that's going to change things a little bit. You know, I truly believe what I said. We need a team like the Briscoes. We need that believability, as you talked about. It's funny how Mark brought that up in the interview about, hey, if you were watching wrestling with somebody for the first time, hey, you would want to show them a Briscoes match, right? Because it's how physical they are, the believability of a Briscoes match. And he talked about, you know, the comedy shit and all that stuff. It kind of reminded me of the conversation we had to start off the show with Flounder. You and Flounder, you know, Flounder watching Monday Night Raw for the first time. I thought that was very, very interesting and an interesting tie into the conversation that we've been having this morning. Believability is a big thing, I know, for you and for me when we talk about pro wrestling. The Briscoes bring believability for sure.
I mean, if you don't believe me or you, just go on social media, go to one of the Briscoes Twitter machines and check out some of the promos. I don't even look at them as promos. They're just talking. They're at the chicken farm. They're in there. They're at their homes, and they're just talking into a camera for the world to hear. Listen to the tone. Listen, watch how they look at the camera. These guys are as real gets. But unfortunately, because they wrestled in a company that never really had great television, nobody knew about them. Yeah, the diehards knew about them. The internet wrestling community, the Ring of Honor fan. But for the most part, this is a team that I believe is ready for the world to see. And time's ticking away. You know, Mark, what did Mark turn today? 38. His brother's probably a year older.
37.
But I like older wrestlers because I believe older wrestlers are smarter and more mature.
At 37 is, when I hear 37, I hear experience, but still young. Like, when I hear 37, so I'm like, oh, my God, you know. No, I think that's, like, a good number. I think that's a good age, Bully, 37.
The only problem with the Briscoes is they only know one style. And they only have, from what I've seen, one gear. One gear is not good. You need many gears in wrestling. The Briscoes are nitrous burning funny cars. They're quarter milers. It's like all gas, all go. Grip it and rip it, pedal to the metal. Can't do that. Can't be like that all the time.
I will say this though, Bully, because you mentioned it in the interview, that there have been times where they've broken the Briscoes up for a short period of time and they went on singles runs. Most notably, Jay Briscoe's that catapulted him to winning the Ring of Honor World Championship. I will say this. That feud that Briscoe had with Lethal and Adam Cole, I saw some of the things that you're talking about. I saw shifts in gears and storytelling from Jay Briscoe. Now, I agree with you. I haven't seen that as a team, but I did see Jay Briscoe do that a lot in his singles run.
Why do you think?
Well, I think he had to because of who he was in. If you're going for the world championship and you're in a title match and you got to go 45 minutes or an hour, you're going to have different gears in your repertoire.
But one of the guys that I always talk about who I believe is a great mix of the who can do spot wrestling, move heavy wrestling, but also incorporate great psychology is Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
So I think Jay Lethal, and I think Cole understanding psychology also, I think Lethal was able to slow Briscoe down a little bit. If you slow somebody down, when they speed up, it seems that much faster. But you can't go balls to the wall, bell to ball. Yes, you could do it for a match or two. But you need those different gears. Otherwise, it's 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. One of the things that even you complain about, let's just say AEW, because we're talking about the Briscoes and AEW, is like, it's too much. Sometimes there's too much in one match. Sometimes there's too much in one show. It's like, give me an opportunity to breathe.
It's a lot thrown at you, and things that are significant, give that a little bit more time to breathe. Yes.
And with the Briscoes, let's say they debut, they're going to want to go a million miles a minute, where I would say, slow it down a notch. If you're going to do three or four or five things, how about doing one or two things and making them mean more? The whole crux of my statement here is that one speed could bite you in the ass, because then you have to go that speed at all times. And their level of physicality, dude, they'll beat the shit out of FTR. They'll beat the shit out of them.
Do you think, because first of all, you mentioned Adam Cole, obviously with AEW now. Jay Lethal is now with AEW now. Those names that you mentioned before. And you've praised FDR to the moon. Is that a good first team for the Briscoes to face in AEW?
I love the matchup of FTR and the Briscoes. One of the main reasons I love it is what the people want to see. Remember one of the biggest lessons I told you that Vince McMahon taught me one-on-one? Always give them what they want to see. Think about their best interest first. Now, sometimes I wish he would take his own advice. Think about the fans' best interest first when you're putting something together. If I'm a promoter and I know that the hot topic out there amongst my fan base, which is exactly who Tony wants to cater to, FTR and the Briscoes, because you already know what you have on the back burner with the Briscoes and the Bucks, or the Briscoes and let's say the Lucha Brothers or any other tag team there. FTR and the Briscoes represents the most physical tag team style that AEW can give you right now. It's the Briscoes' pacing and physicality. And the only reason I know this is because I shared a ring with them. They bring it at a level that the true professional in me can say that they are entirely too snug, entirely too stiff at times. That's if I really wanted to be technical, but that was the Ring of Honor style.
Yeah.
It was lay it in, lay it in, lay it in. It was go, 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 punch, 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 kick, kick, kick. You bring that style to AEW, I'm not quite sure of how many guys. Santana and Ortiz, without a doubt. Without a doubt, hang with the Briscoes. But I just know how tough these guys are. And if they bring that Briscoe style at all times, people are going to get beat up.
It could be a wake-up call for some of the talents there.
People are going to get beat up. So, but I still, and you know, when we were just talking to them, obviously we can see them on Zoom, and maybe we'll release some of that Zoom interview later for everybody to see. If you click on it, look at the Briscoes. They have a very unique look to them.
Yes.
They look like hardened killers. You know, between Mark with the long beard and the missing front teeth, and Jay with just that psychotic look in his eye, they look believable.
Yeah, I
mean, the Briscoes are the kind of guys that when you come face to face with, and you look in their eyes, you take a step backwards because you know they're the real deal.
Especially Jay Briscoe. Mark's kind of got like a side to him that you could tell, like, if he was in the WWE, they could get that goofy, cartoonish side. Jay Briscoe, I don't see any of that in Jay Briscoe. Like, Jay Briscoe looks like just a tough mother effer. Holy shit.
Dave, you were there at the Hammerstein for the Briscoes versus Bully and Dreamer, and Jay did like this missile dive out at me. He hit me so hard. I dislocated my shoulder. My ears were ringing. I had a concussion. I was like, what the fuck just hit me? It took me a second to get back. And as much as I'm trying to get my wits about me, I'm laughing at the same time. Cause I'm like, holy crap. You can't do anything else but laugh. Everything that they do is there. You know, you're in the ring with somebody.
And you know what? I love them too, because, and I'll say this, and no one would be able to hear it or see it, but Bully, when we finished that interview and we threw the commercial break, both Mark and Jay looked at each other and fist bumped each other like, fuck, you know, they're into it. Like, you know, a lot of wrestlers that we talk to are like, they'll come on and they'll do the talk and they just want to get through it, because they got another media outlet to talk to, or they know it's a necessary evil to have to do our radio show to promote whatever they're promoting. Mark, I'm just telling you, when that interview was over, Mark and Jay were fucking fist pounding each other, because they're like, that they understand the importance of doing what they're doing right now. Because that's why I brought up the social media. Mark and Jay Briscoe aren't on social media. They're not tweeting. But they knew the importance of doing these videos, because now Ring of Honor is behind them. They got to think ahead. They knew the importance of doing those videos.
And now is the time for the Briscoes to strike. It has to happen now. The window is closing. Time is ticking. They are probably as hot now because of social media, which is weird.
Yes.
They have to wind up in a company now. They are worth good. Let's just say AEW. If I'm Tony Khan, unless I know I'm saving the Briscoes for, I don't know, whatever their next big pay-per-view is, or the one after that, unless I have them on paper, I have them with a commitment letter. And if you don't have them signed yet, if I'm working in AEW, I'm asking him, why haven't you signed these guys yet?
Well, I mean, let's go by what we know. Having heard that comment from Tony Khan from Tony Time last week, and then listening to the Briscoes on our show today, are the Briscoes going to AEW in your mind?
I don't know. I know that I believe that AEW would be foolish not to sign the Briscoes. But if I'm the Briscoes, I need to be a little concerned about the amount of TV time I'm given. You see, one of the problems going on there is nobody can get real tread underneath them. Nobody can get real steam because not everybody is on every single week.
Agreed. But the Briscoes are that type of team. If they were to appear on TV and it would have that type of impact, I would think right away they're going to be at the top of the tag team division.
You would hope. You would hope. You see, and this is more for storyteller wrestlers as opposed to wrestling heavy wrestlers. If you're a storyteller, you know you need to be on TV 3 out of 4 weeks a month because you need that episodic soap opera. You need people to constantly be reminded and bring the story forward. If I'm the Briscoes, something that I'm going to try to negotiate up front, which can't always be done, not creative control, but the amount of time I'm out there. Like if I'm looking at the landscape of an AEW right now, I'm realizing not everybody is getting a lot of TV time. Well, if you want us, you need to guarantee us two Mondays a week. Well, that's kind of negotiating creative control, but not really.
Yeah.
And listen, at the end of the day, it's up to creative. But I would never want to be with a company that's going to bring me in for the pomp and circumstance only to be kind of put on the back burner. And I think we could go through a lot of names on the AEW roster that has happened to.
Yeah, and you want to know something, Bully? That might be the fault of the town. I just think that the Briscoes, if they appear, let's say lights go out, lights go on, the Briscoes are standing in the ring. And let's just say they do it in the perfect city for them and they get a huge pop and a lot of buzz. I think they would create a bot, and they're smart enough to use social media the right way. I don't think that would be a problem for the Briscoes.
If I am the Briscoes and if I am AEW, I am not doing lights on, lights off. They're entirely too much.
Okay. You know what? I agree with you. I even said it to Gabby in the break. You hear that reach for the sky boys and them come down the entrance ramp, I think is enough.
I wouldn't even do that.
What would you
if do? If I'm the Briscoes, I'm going to go on social media because they've been using it really well lately. Mm-hmm. And I would announce every last move I was going to make before I jumped into that ring. So here's what I would do. I would tell people, we're showing up at this arena on this day at this time. We're pulling into parking lot A. We're going to park our pickup truck in spot 3 of section 217. We're getting out of the pickup truck, putting the sugar glider in my back pocket. We are walking into door 12. We're walking through concourse C. We're coming down the steps. We're jumping the rail. We're going to lay out the security guards, and who is ever in the fucking ring dies. Tell people every last thing you're going to do. You're going to create this swell of holy shit. There's going to be people in the parking lot. There's going to be people at the door. There's going to be people in the concourse. There's going to be people on the steps. There's going to be people at the rail. There's going to be people watching. Tell them what you're going to do and then do it.
No matter what, if they do it that way, which is a great scenario, or any other way, I think it's going to be a holy shit moment. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa. Marissa, Revis.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.